Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, we promised it. Let's get to it. This is the good stuff. It's one Mel Kiper Jr. Mach 1.0. Many of you have heard this. That's okay. That's okay. This is for you as well. What would you do? Now, the purpose of mock drafts, the way we use them, is to look at potential realities. If this plays itself out, how would you handle it? How should the Detroit Lions handle it? So what we do is every time the Lions have a pick, and this year they have two in the first round, which means we can kind of get into the beginning of the second round as well, because while they don't have the first pick of the second round, they have the second pick of the second round. And if we know the first 32 players that are off the board, there's a good chance we can project who will be on the board at 34, with one exception, the guy who might go 33. Bud Gator from Mr. Mel Kiper. First pick, he's got Jacksonville selecting Aiden Hutchinson, defensive end, Michigan. The Lions are on the clock. So, Gator, I mean, I can run down who's available?
No, let's just say what they're doing, okay? If Aiden Hutchinson goes first overall, the Lions taking Kayvon Thibodeau.
So is the pick in?
Yes.
All right.
I mean, the pick has been in. It's a defensive end. So the pick is in.
Yep.
And with the – go ahead. There it is. With the second selection in the 2022 NFL draft, the Detroit Lions select – defensive end Kayvon Thibodeau, Oregon.
Okay, so let's work our way through the rest of the first round, because there might not be a lot of drama and speculation about what happens at two. I think the only thing that might be really speculated on as we get closer and closer, Gator, is whether or not it'd be the Lions making that selection. But Evan Neal, offensive tackle from Alabama, goes three to Houston. The Jets take Kyle Hamilton, the safety of Notre Dame, at four.
All right, Hamilton.
Other interesting picks along the way. Ajabo goes to the Giants at seven. Derek Stingley Jr. goes to Atlanta at eight. N'Kobe Dean goes to Denver at nine. Drake London goes to the Jets at 10. Wide receiver from USC. Here's an interesting one. Malik Willis, quarterback Liberty, goes to Washington at 11. Sauce Gardner, corner from Cincinnati, goes to Minnesota at 12. Garrett Wilson, wide receiver, Ohio State, goes to Cleveland at 13. Devin Lloyd, linebacker, Utah, goes to Philly at 15. Let's see. What else? Jordan Davis, the big defensive tackle from Georgia, goes to the Chargers at 17. Kenny Pickett, quarterback, goes to New Orleans at 18. Olave, wide receiver, Ohio State, goes to Philly at 19. Matt Corral, quarterback, Ole Miss, goes to Pittsburgh at 20. Jameson Williams, wide receiver, Alabama, goes to New England at 21.
Mm-hmm.
Other names that might intrigue Lions fans, George Karlaftis, defensive end, Purdue, goes to Arizona at 23. Trayvon Walker, defensive end, Georgia, goes to Dallas at 24. Jahan Dotson, wide receiver, Penn State, goes to Miami at 26. Trent McDuffie, cornerback, Washington, goes to Buffalo at 27. The Lions are on the clock again, Gator. Now, those of you who have not heard what the Lions have done here, let me tell you who is on the clock for them, or who is on the board for them at 28. Quarterback Sam Howell from North Carolina. Wide receiver Treylon Burks from Arkansas. Linebacker Christian Harris from Alabama. Safety Lewis Seen from Georgia. Cornerback Kair Elam from Florida. And defensive tackle DeMarvin Leal from Texas A&M. This is a lot to choose from. First, let me just get your overall thoughts on the field of players that will be available under this scenario.
Well, I think the way I'm going to be approaching the second first-round pick for the Lions throughout all these mock drafts that we'll be doing until the draft itself is that I'm looking at the collective group of wide receivers that are available to them with that second first round pick. So at this point, you've got Burks. Is Drake London available?
No, he's gone at 10 to the Jets.
So he's gone there. But the Burks and
David Bell's available.
Bell from Purdue, Pickett from Georgia.
Georgia.
You know, there's a number of guys. Burks, obviously, really like him. But so I'm looking at that and looking at that collective group and seeing how impressed I am with that group. And if there's only one guy that stands out, I'm likely to take the wide receiver at that spot.
But if there's more than one?
But if there's more than one, then I'm going to take the best player available at 28. So, and it's interesting. So who's available at this point again?
Sam Howell, quarterback, North Carolina. Treylon Burks, wide receiver, Arkansas. Christian Harris, linebacker, Alabama. Louis Cine, safety, Georgia. Kair Elam, cornerback, Florida. And DeMarvin Leal, defensive tackle, Texas A&M.
Talent-wise, DeMarvin Leal is, like, lots of people have him going in the first half of the draft. Like, being one of those first defensive linemen taken. It's interesting. Elam, the cornerback, is another guy who people are really high on. But in this scenario, it doesn't seem like there are that many. I mean, the one wide receiver that stands out to me is Burks.
And you're questioning whether or not you can get him at 34.
Yeah.
Is that all right? Well, here, I want you to sit tight. Tell us what you would do.
Mm-hmm.
And we're asking the people what you would do. Now, this also includes the pick at two. So give us the two players you take. Because if you don't want Thibodeau, you want something else, and you can't trade any of these picks.
No trading.
No trades.
As much as you want to trade.
So who would you take it to, and then who again would you take at 28? Kang, I want to get your scenario. We'll get a bunch of these in. We'll get your two picks. We'll tell you what Mel did, all coming up next here on the Carson Anderson radio program. I will also admit something, Gator, that is borderline embarrassing.
Oh.
Coming up at 10:32. All right, Gator, a confession to be made by me. So, obviously, this program, we do talk about the draft. And we do love to play out these scenarios.
Correct.
And play GM. I mean, one of the great things, of course, about fantasy football is participating in drafts, right?
Yes.
It's in some ways, people would argue maybe that's the best part about fantasy football is the draft. So we all like to play GM. And Mel's Mock 1.0 came out today, and I knew it. So here's the confession. Driving into work today, I was blasting this song.
Were you really?
Yes.
You're pathetic.
I was blasting this song. Some people call it pathetic. Maybe everybody calls it pathetic. But I do like it. I do like it, and it gets me fired up. So anyway, text us your two picks. We also got it out there on Twitter. If you follow us on Twitter, at DunGator971. What do you do with the second pick? We'll read a bunch of them on the air. And I mean, if you want to get away from the first pick and Hutchinson goes one, who do you take? If not, Kayvon Thibodeau. And some of your feedback coming in from Scott. Thibodeau 2, Christian Harris at 28. Christian Harris at 28 is hard for me to pass up. Linebacker from Alabama?
Yeah, he had a. He steadily got better as the year went on, and he played pretty well in the championship game. But he had been a bit of a disappointment, I think, to start off, but he was coming off injury. So, but he's a guy that had such a high ceiling not that long ago. So maybe he's back, but he's got speed. He's one of these guys all over the field. He can rush the passer as well. I like Harris.
From Nick in Belleville, Thibodeau and Burks. Unnamed texter, all caps, please give me Burks at 28. That's a steal. From DB Cooper, 2, Thibodeau, 28, Burks, 34, Howell or Dax Hill. Will says, Thibodeau, stud Burks, best big body wide receiver to compliment St. Brown. Bill at work, Burks, hands down, even though I like Bell, 6'3", 225, I love it if he's there. At 2, I'm fine with Thibodeau. Our second pick, I am desperate for Treylon Burks. He has elite traits and speed to pair with his imposing size that resembles Metcalf. Next text, Stephen Flint. The picks are in. Thibodeau at 2 and Treylon Burks at 28. Unnamed texter, give me N'Kobe Dean at 2.
Wow.
and David Bell at 28 both have shown NFL caliber skills and durability. N'Kobe Dean's tape speaks for itself. I think a yards after catch wide receiver like David Bell could be a huge asset for Goff or a young quarterback that needs to build confidence. Wow. I like the independent thinking.
Well, N'Kobe Dean is that's a guy I think has turned a lot of heads over the last couple of weeks, getting a chance to watch him play in the semifinal game and, of course, in the championship game. He's a sideline-to-sideline linebacker with speed to kill. He looks awesome out there. And, yeah, the Lions could use another linebacker, absolutely. But do you pass on the high-end pass rusher to go for the high-end sideline-to-sideline linebacker? You can make your case. I'm not going to yell at anybody who does that. Personally, I'd go for the big pass rushing guy because I don't think you can have enough of those.
Yeah.
And if you get somebody who is potentially elite, like one of these two players looks like they can be, I wouldn't pass on it.
From Twitter, Nubs Gets Dubs writes in, Thibodeau and Leal could potentially elevate the defensive line into one disruptive group, but I think Holmes hedges his bet. Thibodeau at 2, Treylon Burks at 28. Sammy, 10914 on Twitch. I say Burks at 28. From Brent Hortzy, Harris or Seen, I think Bell would be a great wide receiver addition with the second round pick. Go defense on the first two. From Almont 2 on Twitter, take Christian Harris at 28. From Papa Meigs 169 on Twitter, I like Lewis Seen with the pick. We have nothing in safety, especially if Tracy Walker leaves. So Gator, here you go. What do you got at 28?
I'm torn between doing one of two things. Because I think Burks is the best of the wide receiver bunch, and I think he's really good, and I think he's worthy of a first-round pick. Something tells me that if you wanted to wait later on, you could probably get a decent receiver in that with a 34th pick.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to wait on the receiver.
Oh, he's rolling the dice, people.
And I'm going to do something a little unpredictable. I'm going to go with DeMarvin Leal, the defensive lineman from Texas A&M.
Wow, your defensive line is loaded, Gator.
Because he can play anywhere on the defensive line. He can be an inside pass rusher. You can move him outside if you need to be. He can play all the positions on there. And I think you need to have – I think you need to be ready to just go all out assault with getting after the quarterback, and this guy can do it. And he's somebody who's projected to be much higher – and here he's available in this mock draft. So this mock draft, I take him. I don't think he's going to be available when we do future mock drafts. But in this one, he's there. I'll take him.
I'm not mad at you. Not mad at you at all. Kang, what do you do with the pick at 28?
I'm going to go with something I don't think is going to be very popular. But you know, you guys know me by now and know how I feel about the quarterback position and how important it is. And if you see the guy, you take that guy. I'm not sure if Sam Howell is going to be that guy. Of course, the Lions are going to get a closer look at him than not just the Senior Bowl, but they're going to do their due diligence and interviews and workouts and everything. If he grades out, I take Sam Howell, and I don't even hesitate. I don't think about it. I don't worry about it because it's such an important position that sorry, Doug.
It's okay.
No, I got very dramatic.
Had just run out. I had to start it all over again. But it's such an important position, and I'm not going to lie. The Justin Herbert thing, it stays in my mind what happened to Justin Herbert. Sam Howell was at one point the number one rated quarterback in the draft if you go back to like a year ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Justin Herbert was as well.
Yeah.
Sam Howell lost all his weapons, and he had to somehow manage an offense. And I think he did okay, not bad. Don't forget what he was with those weapons, and if you can get him. Now, if you go to a team like the Lions where you don't have to start right away, Jared Goff is there. You can still build that team, gain confidence with Howell, learn the system, learn the NFL. I think Sam Howell at 28 is great value for a possible franchise quarterback. And it's not just taking a risk on a guy like, ooh, this guy might be good. He had all the skills at one point all of a sudden. The only thing that changed was a year later and with less weapons. I think Sam Howell's my pick.
All right, there you go. My pick is in for me. And with the 28th pick of the 2022 NFL draft, the Detroit Lions select Christian Harris, linebacker, Alabama. I mean, I love that he's on the board here. I love that they get help at the first two levels. And Gator, I am completely buying in to your there will be a receiver there at 34 theory.
Yeah.
which is a great theory. It's a deep group. Now, when it comes to actual draft day, that might not be the case. They might all be gone. I am in love with George Pickens from Georgia, and Treylon Burks is still on the board. One of those two, I would roll the dice. So there you go. Mel's pick. The pick is in. And Mel did what one of us did. For those who did not hear,
I have one question for Kane, because I don't disagree with anything you said about Howell. And if Howell plays out during Senior Bowl workouts and he looks special,
he might not even be there at 28.
He may not be there, but let's just say for sake of argument that he is and he looks great and passes it, then I have no problem with that. But your comparison to Justin Herbert is interesting, and it piqued my interest there. But at the same time, same thing went with Brad Kaya.
Yep.
Yeah, he fell to like a sixth round, though. Yes. He fell to like a
seventh round or whatever it was. But I mean, that was another guy, to your point, before the season began, though, this is a guy who was very highly regarded and then was nowhere.
I totally understand. I think what happened with Brad Kaya was another year showed all the flaws, and so much so where, like, this guy's actually not a good quarterback.
I'm just asking, did that name creep into your mind at all when you started doing it? Because it's two extremes. You've got the Herbert comparison, then you've got the Kaya comparison.
Yeah, a little bit. But then after the 1 year, Howell still is projected as, you know, one of the top six quarterbacks. So the skill set's still there. I think we forget how much he lost. He's playing in North Carolina.
I think the best thing that you said about the Sam Howell thing is that the Lions will get an up close and personal look at him.
It's gonna help.
They're gonna know.
It's gonna help. All right, so Mel's pick at 28, the Detroit Lions select Sam Howell, quarterback, North Carolina. Mel talked about the Lions' two picks. Hear what he had to say today at 10:50. Phone calls, feedback, Carson Anderson, and Gator, most importantly, let's finish out the first round, see if Treylon Burks goes.
Oh, yeah.
See if Kyrie Elam goes.
Oh, yeah.
See if DeMarvin Leal goes.
Oh, yeah.
Because, again, sitting there at 34, somebody's dropping into your
lap. Someone's dropping.
Oh, yeah. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.